This is Refuge of Mount Olives, theological thought and theory. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge of Mount Olives conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this discussion of thought and theory. We are so thankful to be here. I am your host, Drenande Summons, a blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the host for this astounding moment of empowerment. And allow us to continue our discussion of angels and it is a very fascinating topic because we are learning to delight ourselves in God's power and it is important for us to know the historical factors of divine angels and we will start off with naming the first 12 angels of God, Shubael, Raziel, Cassiel, Zadkiel, Kamael, Michael, Uriel, Haniel, Raphael, Jophiel, Gabriel, and Azrael. And who they are. Are the forms of angels to help God's flock, guardians of the first rivers to stand at the gate of life, angels of the abyss, the elder archangel, the intelligence angel of kinds, guardian angel of Saturn, and there's angel of Sagittarius as well. And so there are many understandings. We are aware that Lucifer was an angel. And we will discuss that story at a later date. But us understanding the power of God's angels that encamp around us. And there are moments that we feel a presence. And we may wonder, well, where does this presence come from? How does this presence come about? And it's because of divine intervention. And again, there are so many things that we can go into the hands of discussion. And it's interesting to me that every time an angel appeared in the Bible, in my reading, to a human, they were frightened by it. And so when you read the details of the Bible and how they explain the way angels are depicted, it could be plausible for one person to not understand God's divinity wrapped up in angelic form. And then it makes me ponder on to wonder, well, in reality, there are many things that are wrapped in angelic form that may not be appeasing nakedly to the eye. And then the word of empowerment came to me that we are all angels. We carry an angelic light. Others decide to operate in that light, divine light, God-like light, in different forms and on different levels. However, we have that intact. As we act in the art of beauty, which we understand that beauty is an action, we can understand that beauty is cohesive with angelic and divinity. There's a lot of ugly things that you have to go through in order to get a beautiful result. What are the things that we're ready to face the tides of truth with? No matter how much we may not be able to receive it all at once, how much are we ready to go and willing to go? It's our season to be so abundant like never before. May we not disgrace our purpose in any light. Because we are worthy. We are worthy. God's angels encamp around us, all about around us. So the charge for this empowerment is how will we operate in our beauty and move forward in our most angelic value? Let us do that. Choose love, choose peace, choose kindness, choose understanding, operate in wisdom, be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, and faithful in prayer, so that ye may be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is Saturday's Theological Thought and Theory. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.